The Cyber Intelligence Sharing and Protection Act, also known as CISPA, is a controversial cybersecurity bill currently advancing through the House of Representatives. Privacy advocates have raised the alarm about a number of provisions in the bill. And to learn why, we are joined now by Declan McCullough, Chief Political Correspondent and Senior Writer at CNET. Welcome back to our show.
Hi, it's a pleasure to be here.
Now, the last time we spoke, it was about the Stop Internet Privacy Act and the Protect IP Act. Is CISPA related or similar to SOPA and PIPA?
Well, they both end in A's, and they're both hated by large segments of the Internet community. But if you look at the size, I mean, there's a few ways to differentiate them. I mean, one is talking about copyright, and the other is talking about surveillance. The current one is about surveillance. And the debate over... Well, let me put it this way. SOPA died. It got killed because technology companies lined up with their users, and they banded together to kill the bill. Here, it's technology companies saying, we love the bill, and internet users saying, hey, not so fast. Facebook is out in front. They keep sending letters to Congress saying, we endorse this. Every technology trade association has said much the same thing, but you have 800,000 internet users signing a petition saying, actually, no. This lack of a good, robust alliance between companies and their users has meant that the protest is muted, and it's likely to go forward in the House. The votes are today and tomorrow, and I think it'll probably clear the House.
So we're not likely to see a Wikipedia putting up little editorials against this thing. Go ahead.
Sorry, I was going to say that there's been no talk of it so far at Wikipedia, and for instance, which is a nonprofit organization, they could. And you've had Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook saying that, yeah, this is a good bill. They're going in the other direction.
What about Google and other large internet companies? Are they going along with Facebook on this?
Intel, Microsoft have written letters or in other ways supported the CISPA bill. Google has remained officially neutral. And the reason why they might like the bill, just by quick background, is that it lets the government share information with them about cybersecurity threats. And really nobody objects to that. I mean, if you're Microsoft and Homeland Security might, probably not, but might have some good information for you, sure, send it over. So that section companies like. The section internet users hate is the one that says companies, notwithstanding any other portion of law, which trumps every privacy law in the books, can open up their networks and open up their customer databases and send it over to the National Security Agency, the military, the FBI, or Homeland Security.
So is notwithstanding the important word in that phrase?
It is, because what that means is that every law on the books that has privacy protections, including laws dealing with student educational records, gun purchases, contracts with ISPs in the terms of service agreement, financial privacy laws, health privacy laws, these are all eradicated. They don't exist anymore for the purpose of internet companies, web companies turning information over to the federal government about their users.
The ACLU has called CISPA worse than SOPA. What are their main objections?
I don't know if it's really worse. You could kind of make an argument in both directions. It depends on how much you trust internet companies and how much you trust the government. We know we're pretty sure that AT&T opened its networks up to the NSA as part of the Bush administration's warrantless wiretapping regime. So maybe we don't trust AT&T that much. Maybe trust Google more or Facebook more.
Not if you're Chinese.
So you could make an argument either way. I'm not saying the ACLU is wrong, but the thing is that SOPA involved web blocking, and it was mostly blocking overseas websites. So the impact on average Americans wouldn't have been that extreme. But here, this bill, CISPA, allows the companies to turn over all of this data about their users, and it's not just internet companies, it's other companies as well, credit card providers, hospitals, to just open their networks and customer records to the feds.
Without obtaining a warrant? Without the Fed obtaining a warrant?
That's the problem. There were a bunch of amendments proposed. There were 44 of them, but then the House leadership rejected all of them that would have arguably fixed the bill. And so that's why you have folks like Representative Barton, who's one of the House committee chairmen, a Republican, saying, hey, you know, you didn't even allow my amendment. I'm a Republican committee chairman. You wouldn't let my amendment go through. I want you to vote down this process. And that's what he just said about an hour ago.
Is this being supported by members of both parties, or is this pretty much a Republican bill?
It's mostly a Republican bill, but not entirely. You have the head Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee being just as enthusiastic about it. You have Representative Anna Eshoo out here in Silicon Valley, who's a partisan Democrat. Her district includes Facebook's headquarters, and she's a sponsor of the legislation. So it's not really a partisan bill. The White House released a veto threat this week that gave a lot of Democrats cover. But then you also have Ron Paul in the Republican Leadership the Republican Liberty Caucus coming out against the bill. So it's not the usual partisan debate, much the same way that, say, gun rights might be.
Well, how is this any different from the way things have been working all along? Isn't the process for getting records with a warrant already pretty easy?
There are a few different ways if you're the FBI, and the FBI is taking the lead on a lot of cases here that you can use to get records from a company. One of those is a national security letter. Another one is what's called a D order. Another one is a search warrant. Another one is a subpoena. So and another one is a wiretap for live interceptions. And all of those have some legal process associated with them. The problem is, from a privacy perspective, CISPA would trump that. As long as the companies want to open their networks to the feds, no legal process is required. No judge or judicial oversight is required. And of course, I mean, if you wanted to think about the way this would play out, if you're a company and you want $1 million or $1 billion contract with the U.S. government, there might be a little pressure applied.
My guest is Declan McCullough, who's chief political correspondent and a senior writer at CNET. We're talking about the Cyber Intelligence Sharing and Protection Act, CISPA, on today's second backstory segment. Now, why do members of Congress claim that we need CISPA? I know Michael McCaul, a Republican congressman from Texas, has said that, quote, America is under attack by digital bombs. Is he referring to Iran, or is he referring to something else that would require CISPA?
There was a hearing, I guess, 2 days ago, and in the House of Representatives, and the talk then was Iran and cyber threats. But look, in reality, if you have a website on the internet, if it's WNYC.org, you're going to be under attack every moment because there are bots out there that are trying to break in. So the idea that you're under attack is not a new one. Every server on the internet is under constant attack every minute, at least every 30 seconds. So the question is how to respond to this. And if you said let's have more reporting, let's limit the information that can be turned over, maybe it only gets turned over to civilian agencies and not the military or the National Security Agency, and maybe there's some liability provisions put in place to say that if companies turn too much data over, they can be held liable in court. I mean, you can imagine ways to fix the bill, but maybe removing that notwithstanding language. But these fixes aren't going to happen. The Republican leadership, the House Rules Committee is an extension of the Republican leadership, shot them down. So this bill is now not going to be fixed in the House. If it clears the House, it's going to be fixed in the Senate.
Well, the White House has issued a veto threat of CISPA, but are any government agencies actively pushing for this kind of legislation?
The White House likes it a different bill. It released last May a draft of it publicly, which is actually kind of unusual for the White House. And they like a different approach, which actually has its own privacy problems. I'm not saying that the White House is entirely on the side of privacy here.
Well, the president has had a mixed record on privacy. His administration has backed warrantless GPS and cell phone tracking. And as a senator, he voted to give the telecommunications industry immunity from lawsuits related to the Bush administration's warrantless wiretapping program.
You good memory. That was during the campaign in the summer of 2008, and he told me in an email about 6 months earlier, before the New Hampshire primary, that I'll never do that. And then that was a flip flop on the president's part when he was senator. This is not the most pro privacy administration you can imagine. They like a different bill, though it actually be more regulatory. And internet companies, instead of saying we are going to unify and say no bill is necessary or bill we like is necessary, I probably think that this bill, CISPA, that we're talking about is the lesser of two evils. So maybe it invades their users' privacy, but at least they're not going to be strictly regulated.
Now, it's interesting that John Boehner, said that CISPA is a fundamentally different approach from what the White House and some want to do in terms of creating this monster here in Washington, I'm quoting, to control what we see and not see on the Internet. So is he announcing his opposition?
Just in the last hour.
Because he's supporting it.
In the last hour or two, he sent out a note via Twitter saying it keeps, quote, the federal government's hands off the net, protects privacy, and helps our economy. So I wouldn't read that as changing his position on this. He likes this bill. He doesn't want to give the White House political credit for it, for the other bill. More industry groups like this one, and if the ACLU doesn't, then maybe from his perspective, pushing what they don't like is a bonus.
The Electronic Frontier Foundation said in a statement, the language of CISPA is so broad, it could be used as a blunt instrument to attack websites like the Pirate Bay or WikiLeaks. Is that what this really comes down to?
I think that's a stretch, to tell you the truth. I organized a panel at CNET in San Francisco, and we had someone from the Center for Democracy and Technology, which is half industry-funded nonprofit, and they've been flip-flopping on this. And we had someone from the Electronic Frontier Foundation on it. I think that there are problems with the bill that just deal with privacy. I'm not really sure that the argument that it's going to be used to block websites is the most is the strongest one against it. It seems like a bit of a stretch. But the problem is the bill is vague, and the sponsors have been resistant to amendments that would fix some of the problems. So hey. Something like that could happen because there's such a broad grant of immunity to internet companies if they try to do things that supposedly address cybersecurity.
A couple of weeks ago, we spoke with James Bamford about a huge data storage site the NSA is building in Utah. In his article, he quotes a number of former officials claiming that the site will be used for domestic spying. Are there any allegations that this bill is connected to the NSA's efforts to collect more information?
This bill would give a lot of authority, would give primary authority to the National Security Agency and not Homeland Security. And so you're one of the lines of argument against it in the House floor debate today has been, hey, let's not have the military, the NSA is part of the military, being so closely involved in domestic surveillance. The Bamford article is an amazing one. He's a great writer, author, and researcher. And I would I'll say that it's perfectly likely that there's a link between them. If the NSA is pushing for this kind of approach quietly, and if you're a federal agency, you want to be able to have more data, more information, especially if you're the NSA and an agency that has information as its lifeblood. I'll say the two could well be connected.
But isn't there already evidence of fairly close collaboration between the telecommunications industry and our intelligence agencies? Most companies went along with the Bush administration's warrantless wiretapping program, and as far as I know, something similar may still be happening now.
Yeah, if you look at the history of the collaboration between the intelligence community and telecommunications companies, it's been close for decades. I mean, this goes back to telegrams in Western Union, when the NSA would intercept the telegrams of interest and copy them and then allow them to continue on their way. AT&T opened its networks as far as we can tell. There was a lawsuit about that in San Francisco. Verizon, I think it was a USA Today report, highlighted how they opened the customer records. Quest was the only telecom that didn't. And so there is this close relationship. And then the Bamford article went even further in putting additional details in the spotlight. So, yeah, this is a continuation of a decades-long, really post-World War II trend.
And we're going to see the Senate come up with a similar bill, but with some amendments. In the end, I'm assuming we're going to have a Cyber Intelligence Sharing and Protection Act of one sort or another.
Well, it's hard to say. Just because the House approves this today, which seem or tomorrow, which seems likely, the Senate has been kind of bogged down in its own approach. Senator Reid has been trying to move something forward for years now, and
we have to leave it there. Unfortunately, I'm so sorry. Backstory has been looking at the Cyber Intelligence Sharing and Protection Act with Declan McCullough of CNET. Thank you so much.